Have you ever wondered how to reduce stress with yoga? Well, this video is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We are all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you are new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications by pressing that little bell, because in the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video for you like this every single day with our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. So on day 12, you're going to get a video on how to relax with yoga. And then on day 13, you're going to get a video on how to do yoga stretches for your back pain. These are some of my most requested content. And then on day 14, you are going to get how to use a yoga strap. And I am actually an expert on that. If it sounds like something that interests you, then subscribe and press that little bell so you do not miss a single video in our 30-day challenge this month. So today we are talking about how to reduce stress with yoga, and I thought I would share with you my top three favorite yoga poses for reducing that stress. So number three is legs up the wall. So how do you do it? For this one, you scoot your hips right up against the side of the wall, and then you swing your legs around so that they are up the wall with your back resting on the ground. Now, if you have any low back issues, be sure to practice this one with your knees bent. Now, why does legs up the wall work? Well, this is a restorative yoga posture that allows your body and mind to relax. And as a gentle inversion, it turns things upside down. So if you've been in your head a lot with monkey mind, I find this inversion can be useful to shake things up. Number two is child's pose. So how do you do it? Well, you start from all fours, and then you open your knees and you lean back on your heels, resting your forehead against the ground. Your arms can be extended out in front of you, or they can rest down by your feet. Now, if this bothers your knees and ankles, then you can lie on your back with your knees into your chest instead. Now, why does child's pose work? Well, this is another restorative yoga pose that calms and soothes the brain, which makes it a therapeutic yoga posture for relieving stress. My number one yoga pose for stress is Shavasana, and it's quite simple. You lie down on your back with your hands turned up beside you, or you can place your hands on your belly. If you have low back problems, you're going to place a bolster under your knees, or you're going to bend your knees with your feet flat on the floor. Now, why does this work? Well, Shavasana is a wonderful pose to relieve tension from your body. It's also a pose where it is easier to breathe deeply into your lower belly. So I would highly recommend my yoga class for relaxation and stress. And that's one of those classes where if you click show more under the YouTube video, you'll be able to get that link along with lots of other goodies. And my 7-day yoga series for anxiety. So if you go to melissawest.com/anxiety. Now, if you made it all the way to the end of the video, then I'm so proud of you that do, because you're so good at leaving things in the comment. And I would love you to leave "I live for Shavasana" in the comments today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we'll be talking about how to relax with yoga. So until then, keep shavasing yourself. Namaste.